بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واقتدى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, friends, one of the prerequisites of benefiting from any gathering, from any majlis, is that we listen attentively. Sometimes we might listen to a hadith or a quotation that we have heard previously, but if we do not afford it its correct and due respect, we would hear it multiple times, but we will never be privileged with the ability to practice on it. Ata ibn Abi Rabah rahimahullah, the great African scholar, and really in Islam we look at the qualities of a person. Someone describing Sa'id ibn Jubair rahimahullah said, "Kana aswad al-lawn abyad al-khisal." He was a man with dark skin, but the complexion of his qualities was fair. His attributes were fair, were shining, were sparkling. So Ata ibn Abi Rabah rahmatullah alayhi used to say, "Sometimes a person used to narrate to me a hadith, and I would give it the full attention as if I'm hearing it the first time, whereas I heard it before that man was born." A person would narrate to me some hadith, main itne gaur se sunta tha goya ke main pehli baar sun raha hu, halanki unki paidaish se pehle maine suna tha. So if we listen attentively, inshallah, that will benefit us. May Allah give us that correct understanding. The second and the important thing is that we sit with the intention of our own islah. Maulana Sayyid Ahmed Khan Sahib Muhajir-e-Madani rahimahullah, I read in one of his maktubat, he was giving some advice to brothers that were going out in jamaat. He said, "Ye kaam nihayat aasan hai us shakhs ke liye jo apni islah ke liye karta hai, aur nihayat mushkil hai us aadmi ke liye jo dusron ki islah ke liye karta hai." He said, "This work is very simple for somebody who does it for his own reformation. And it's extremely daunting and cumbersome and colossal and challenging for someone who does it for the reformation of others." Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi one day performs tahajjud prayer, the nocturnal prayer. So he taps his son and he tells him, "Get up and let's perform salah." So the young boy gets up and father and son perform in salah. So the boy remarks, he says, "Abba, we perform in salah, lekin dusre log to soye hue hai. Others are in sleep and slumber." So Sheikh Sadi rahmatullah alayhi said to him that if you're going to get up and speak bad of others, then rather you also sleep. If you're going to get up and sit and speak ill of other people, then oh my son, go and sleep. Someone asked Rabi ibn Khutaym rahimahullah, the great tabi'i, "Mali la araka ta'ibu ahadan." I noticed that you don't ever speak ill of others. Are people so good? Are people so good that you don't find fault with them? He said, "Wayhak, woe be to you. Ma ana an nafsi biradin fa atafarragu min dhanbi ila dhammin nas." I am not even happy with myself. Where am I going to find time to moan and groan on others? And then he said the most amazing statement. He said, "Inna an-nas khafu Allah fi dhunubil ibad wa ammanuhu ala nufusihim." He said, "The problem is today we fear Allah on behalf of others." So I'm telling somebody, "Brother, how can you live your life like this? I don't want to die like that." "Bhala tu apne qabr mein kya karega? How will you face Allah in your grave?" And regarding myself, "Ammanuhu ala nufusihim." No, I'm doing fine. Allah is happy with me. So I am fearing Allah for your vices, but I'm not fearing Allah for my own vice. I am afraid of Allah on your behalf, how your dealings are, as if subtly implying that what I am doing is correct. Mufti Taqi Sahib has made mention in his famous kitab Tarashe one incident of Imam Yazidi and Imam Kisai rahmatullah alayhi, that they met once
and it was the time of Maghrib Salah, and Imam Kisai led the Maghrib Salah, and in Surah Kafirun he erred. Quran, nobody is perfect. Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he erred, such a great Qari, the Imam of Kufa, a great Qari like him. So when he erred, then after the prayer, Imam Yazidi made a remark and he said, this is a point of reflection. If a great legend in the field of Qiraat like Imam Kisai can err, then I guess none of us can really claim excellency in Quran. Fate had it that he said it and they moved on. Subsequently, they met again and it was the time of Salah. And this time Imam Yazidi led the prayer only to know he erred in Surah Fatiha. And then he said, احفظ لسانك لا تقول فتبتلى إن البلاء موكل بالمنطق. That don't speak ill of others. Don't speak ill of others. You barely speak of ill of others. And then you find the condition coming back on you and bouncing back on you. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, نُعِيبُ زَمَانَنَا وَالْعَيْبُ فِينَا وَمَا لِزَمَانِنَا عَيْبٌ سِوَانَا وَنَهْجُو ذَا الزَّمَانَ بِغَيْرِ ذَنْبٍ وَلَوْ نَطَقَ الزَّمَانُ لَنَا هَجَانَا وَلَيْسَ الذِّئْبُ يَأْكُلُ لَحْمَ ذِئْبٍ وَيَأْكُلُ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا عَيَانًا دِيَانَتُنَا التَّصَنُّعُ وَالتَّرَائِي وَنَحْنُ بِهِ نُخَادِعُ مَنْ يَرَانَا. These are so apt and succinctly said by Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. نُعِيبُ زَمَانَنَا وَالْعَيْبُ فِينَا. From my scholars, I didn't see someone with a greater understanding of jurisprudence than my Ustad Hamad. And I never seen someone who could imbibe more knowledge in his heart and his bosom than Ata ibn Abi Rabah. Salma ibn Kuhail rahmatullah alayhi used to say, مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحَدًا يُرِيدُ بِالْعِلْمِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ غَيْرَ هَؤُلَاءِ الثَّلَاثَ عَطَاءٌ وَطَاؤُوسٌ وَمُجَاهِدٌ. Three people I can vow for. Their intention in the acquisition of knowledge was only the pleasure of Allah. Ata, Ta'us and Mujahid. So regarding Ata rahmatullah alayhi is mentioned that the secret to his great height was two things. أَحْكَمَ سُلْطَانَهُ عَلَىٰ وَقْتِهِ وَأَحْكَمَ سُلْطَانَهُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ. He was very, very particular with time. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi describing the Sahaba said, أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَشَحَّ عَلَىٰ عُمْرِهِ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ وَقْتِهِ كَانَ أَحَدُهُمْ أَشَحَّ عَلَىٰ وَقْتِهِ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ دِرْهَمِهِ. The Sahaba were more possessive over their time than their wealth. You ask them for money, they say, yeah, no problem, take. But you couldn't get time out of them. We like, brother, relax, man, chill, the night is young. They were bakhil, they were shahih when it came to time. They were very, very protective. No, you're eating up my time. You're consuming my time. You're eating up so much of me. So when it came to time, they were very, very protective. They ate, they were possessive. They were obsessed with their time. Money, they were casual. Yeah, you can have, you can take, no problem, as much as you want. So this was the great secret in the life of Ata ibn Abi Rabah. And the second thing is, he had discipline in himself. Like Maulana Ibrahim Sahib alluded this morning, a believer has to have a timetable. Allah has ordained our prayer and our salah with time. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا. Everything is proportioned and fixed and calculated. The life of a believer is very methodical. It's very measured and very calculated. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَتَاتِ الْأَمْرِ. Oh Allah, save me from being disorganized in my life. A believer has an active timetable. He starts his day early. Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one declaration, in one prophetic statement, اتقوا الله في هذه البهائم المعجمة فركبوها صالحة واتركوها صالحة. Fear Allah in these dumb animals, in these conveyances. Mount onto it in a manner that you have nourished it. And when you dismount onto it, do not offend or insult or hurt the animal in any way. You would know the famous incident where the Sahaba had taken a nestling from the mother and the bird was pacing up and down in anxiety. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man fajja'a hadha?" Who has caused pain to this mother? And one Sahabi said, "I just took the little baby away." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Return the baby to the mother. Return the baby to the mother. This is not my teachings to cause harm to any creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Anyway, Amir ibn Abdullah, he gathers his things. This person from the group, he said, "I watched this man." ثُمَّ دَخَلَ الْغَيْضَةَ وَأَوْغَلَ فِيهَا. Quiet place, he went inside there and he camouflaged himself. فَقُلْتُ وَاللَّهِ لَأَتْبَعَنَّهُ وَلَأَنْظُرَنَّ مَا يَسْنَعُ. I said to myself, I want to watch. MashaAllah, Hazrat Mufti Ahmed Sahib is here and the other. Watch them, sit close to them, observe their life. They've spent their entire life at the feet of great mashayikh. Today they have come to our own shores. Maulana Qasim Sahib had mentioned to me, and I just have a flash of this year, this very masjid, Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib rahimahullah, may Allah fill his grave with noor. Right, the great ustad from Falah-e-Darain. Maulana Qasim Sahib can bear me out on this, and I heard it from him and I quote it on his strength. He said that when we had decided and demarcated this land and we had intended to lay the foundation, I had invited my ustad and he came here and he resided at my place, and it brings tears to me, and I have quoted it in many other places. And we tried to accommodate him in our house and we gave him the best that we had. And in the morning when I went there to see in the early hours if Hazrat was at well, to humne to Hazrat ko bistar pe sulaya aur subah ko dekha ki Hazrat zameen pe so rahe hai. When I went in the room, I found Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi lying on the floor. So I said, "Hazrat, koi pareshani?" He said, "Bhai, aapne mujhe itne dur se bulaya bunyad ko dalne ke liye, kam se kam main apne aap ko Allah ke samne aajiz hokar apne aap ko Allah ke samne pesh karu taaki mere haath is qabil bane ke main masjid ki bunyad dalu." Right? I would like to adopt humility before my creator, so that my hands can qualify and they could be worthy to lay the foundation. And who knows, it's the spirit with which he came that today these numbers have congregated and converged. And I was like blown away. I said, "Look at these people. Look at these people. What spirituality they would develop within them. That I have come here. It's not for a joy ride. I'm not here on any other purpose. But I need to energize myself. I need to spiritually hype myself. I need to have something what it takes within me so that there could be value and meaning and merit in my hands." Anyway, istaqbal al-qibla. He then faces qibla. وَانْتَصَبَ قَائِمًا يُصَلِّ. And he starts performing salah. فَمَا رَأَيْتُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ وَلَا أَكْمَلْ وَلَا أَخْشَعْ. I never seen someone performing prayer more beautiful, more attractive, more impressive. This is something. We talk of, "Oh, that man's car is amazing. Oh, that man's job is impressive. Oh, that guy's hairstyle just blows me away. Oh, that guy's house, it's just mind-boggling." When will we become intrigued? When will we stretch an envious eye to those who offer prayer in a manner that is impressive to Allah? When will we start attaching the connotations and the sentiments of impression to prayer and worship? فَمَا رَأَيْتُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ صَلَاتِهِ وَلَا أَكْمَلْ وَلَا أَخْشَعْ. He's offering this prayer and he's devout in his prayer. When he completes his salah, I'm watching at a distance and I'm just admiring this man. And I often say that in today's time we've stooped so low. In the old days, there was levels of knowledge. This man had so much knowledge, he was more learned. Nowadays there's levels of ignorance. He's less ignorant, he's more ignorant. All are ignorant, who's more, who's less? Obviously we're not speaking of the senior ulama and everything, and I'm not speaking of any alim, I'm talking about myself and the layman, if anybody is comfortable with it. Even if today we can develop this within us, that we start envying the correct people, it's a step in the right direction. Agar aaj humse itna hi ho jaye ke hum sahi logon pe ghibta kare, sahi logon pe rush kare, to ye bhi bahut badi baat hai. چاہے پھر ہم وہ عمل اپنائیں یا نہ اپنائیں, اللہ کو منظور ہو, اللہ توفیق دے تو فبیہا و نعمت, وہ سب سے اچھی صورت ہے. لیکن اتنی بات بھی ہو جائے, even if this much can happen, that we start envying, we start becoming impressed with the right people. That till today, you know, this was the man, that was the man. He was my celebrity. And today, how often don't we see the celebrities? Right? More of them are infamous than infamous, than famous. The majority of them are infamous. They're more famous for evil than being famed for any great thing. And you see, media just gets hold of it, and they expose it, and then it gives off such a stench that it hits the entire planet. And it's happening every day. It's happening every day. Let the media get hold of it, and then sensationalize it, and then, oh, but this was my hero. Oh, but this was the man I saluted, I lived by, I swore by, I aspired by, only to know, no, you know what, the man doesn't have skill. It was something else that was giving him that gumption. So he said, after he completed his salah, look at how they used to make munajat with Allah. They used to make munajat with Allah. After prayer, he then made dua. And I'm watching him and I'm saying, Allah, I'm so tired, I'm in my bed in here, I'm sleeping. But at least I envy the man who can pray. He said, إِلَهِ خَلَقْتَنِي بِأَمْرِكَ وَأَقَمْتَنِي فِي بَلَايَا هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا بِمَشِيئَتِهِ ثُمَّ قُلْتَ لِي اسْتَمْسِكْ وَلَكِنْ كَيْفَ أَسْتَمْسِكُ إِن لَّمْ تُمْسِكْنِي إِلَهِ خَلَقْتَنِي بِأَمْرِكَ. This is munajat with Allah. إِلَهِ خَلَقْتَنِي بِأَمْرِكَ. Allah, you have ordained my existence, so here I am in this transitory abode. Because you've decided it, that is why I have come. خَلَقْتَنِي بِأَمْرِكَ وَأَقَمْتَنِي فِي بَلَايَا هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا بِمَشِيئَتِكَ. Then you've subjected me to all these temptations, Allah. There is vice, there's evil, there's attraction, there's crave, there's pining, there's yearning. There's so many things around us. Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiyallahu anhu used to say, it's in the chapters of Fitan. He said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَنْجُو أَحَدْ إِلَّا مَنْ يَدْعُوكَ دُعَاءِ الْغَرِيقِ. I foresee such a bleak era, and wallah, we are in that era. None will be rescued from the tide, from the challenges of that zamana, but those who beg Allah like how a drowning man is begging Allah. You know, when a man is drowning, jo aadmi doobta hai, he's drowning, then how he screams out to the lifesavers, and he blows his whistle to attract attention. He's not going to like, okay, you're not listening, sorry, let me just drown. No, no. Optimum screaming, his lungs are bursting, he's flapping his hands, he's trying to signal someone, gasping for breath. لَا يَنْجُو أَحَدْ إِلَّا مَنْ يَدْعُوكَ دُعَاءِ الْغَرِيقِ. You'll have to cry like you're drowning to rescue the youth from the tides of today. Look at Sayyidina Luqman, he tells his son, الدُّنْيَا بَحْرٌ عَمِيقٌ غَرَقَ فِيهِ الْأَوَّلُونَ وَالْآخَرُونَ فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ فَاجْعَلْ سَفِينَتَكَ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكَ أَن تَنْجُو وَلَا أَرَاكَ نَاجِيًا. Listen, my son, I've been here longer than you. I know this ocean, I know the tides, I know the rough waters, I know how turbulent it can be. Take a word from a loving dad. You want to make a vessel which is the obedience of Allah, and the provision in it which is compliance to Allah. Then you will have to sail your vessel in this rocky waters. Maybe you cross the waters. But honestly speaking, my gut feeling is you'll drown. My gut feeling, sorry, I'm not being euphemistic as they say. I'm not being diplomatic. I'm saying it harsh. I'm calling a spade a spade. لَعَلَّكَ أَن تَنْجُو وَلَا أَرَاكَ نَاجِيًا. Maybe I'm pushing your hopes high, optimism at its best. No, I doubt you're going to make it. Imagine the dad says to his son, these were the dialogues. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, father and son having a dialogue. I just having a flash of it so I share it and then I will revert to what I was saying. He is in the throes of death. So the son is on the side of the father. Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu is passing away. Baap bete ki guftagu. So the son says to his dad, dad, you're passing away.
You just want to tell me what are the pangs of death.
Because after you go, I will never know about it. And I don't want to be insensitive to your pain, but then how else will I know? Ya abati sifli al-maut. I'm sorry, I know you're passing away, it's not a good time, but can you tell me what does it feel like? He said, كَأَنَّ جِبَالَ الدُّنْيَا فَوْقَ صَدْرِي كَأَنَّ جِبَالَ الدُّنْيَا فَوْقَ صَدْرِي. Oh my son, it is, and who was Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, right? We don't want to go into all his accolades and what the Nabi of Allah had said about him. It is as if the mountains of the entire world are resting on the bosom of your dad. And then he slips out. And then there's no contact. And after a little while, the son comes back, revives his dad. Dad, you were saying the mountains, sorry, is it possible to complete that sentence? وَكَأَنِّي أَتَنَفَّسُ مِنْ ثِقْبِ الْإِبْرَةِ. And I'm gasping for breath. I'm trying to breathe from the eye of a needle. سُوِي كِي نَوْكْ جَيْسَ مَنْ سَاسْ لَيْنَا چَارَهُ. Imagine that. So, oh Allah, the times are challenging. The times are really, really daunting. To preserve your iman is really not easy. Oh Allah, you created me by your choice. You subjected me to all these temptations. To all these temptations. ثُمَّ قُلْتَ لِي إِسْتَمْسِكْ. And then you impressed upon me and you said, don't surrender. Don't submit to your ego. In Ruh al-Ma'ani, the quotation of Umar radiallahu anhu is there under this ayah. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةِ وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ. We will test you with difficulty and ease. Sayyidina Umar said, بُلِينَا بِالضَّرَّاءِ فَصَبَرْنَا وَبُلِينَا بِالسَّرَّاءِ فَلَمْ نَصْبِرْ. بُلِينَا بِالضَّرَّاءِ. Obviously, Sayyidina Umar, that's humility. He said, Allah tested us with adversity, we survived the test. Then came the test of Allah with prosperity, we failed dismally. Obviously, Umar didn't fail. If Umar failed, nobody passed. Umar passed. Umar passed the best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بَاهَا بِالنَّاسِ عَشِيَّةَ عَرَفَ عَمَّةً وَبَاهَا بِعُمَرْ خَاصَّةً. After, imagine like you go and get your certificate. MashaAllah, you did well. Oh, I was really happy. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah was impressed at the performance of all my Sahaba. But Umar, you stole the stage. Umar, it was your day. I was saying last week, I was in London at a program. I said, people rejoice. I got a trophy. And then you realize it's a floating trophy. It's a floating trophy. I mean, it's not going to even stay with you. You die, you jump, you rejoice, you scream like you've made it, only to know it stays with you and it moves on. So what did he say? The test that comes with prosperity is far greater than the test with adversity. A young man is living it. He has all going for him in life. Now to curtail, now to clip his wings, now to control himself. This is what Allah really, really loves. So he said, Allah, you've subjected me. ثُمَّ قُلْتَ لِي إِسْتَمْسِكْ. Then you've impressed upon me not to succumb. I am just asking you, وَلَكِنْ كَيْفَ أَسْتَمْسِكُ إِلَّمْ تُمْسِكْنِي بِلُطْفِكَ يَا قَوِيُّ يَا مَتِينَ. Allah, if you're not going to hold me, وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah, if you don't avert their ploy, I will succumb by my instinct, by my nature. Allah, if you don't hold me, I will not able to. So every day a believer has to cry out to Allah. Salma ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ تَطْلُعُ فِيهِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَّا وَيُقْبِلُ عَلَىٰ طَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ عِلْمُهُ وَهَوَاهُ ثُمَّ يَتَغَالَبَانِ فِي صَدْرِهِ تَغَالُبَ الْمُتَخَاسِمَيْنِ فَإِذَا غَلَبَ عِلْمُهُ هَوَاهُ كَانَ يَوْمُهُ يَوْمَ غُنْمٍ لَهُ وَإِذَا غَلَبَ هَوَاهُ عِلْمَهُ كَانَ يَوْمُهُ يَوْمَ خُسْرَانٍ عَلَيْهِ. He said, every morning there is a fresh attack that is launched on every seeker of goods. Every morning there's a fresh attack. Two things are fighting here. Knowledge versus vice, compliance versus arrogance, obedience versus rebellion. This thing is happening. فَإِذَا غَلَبَ عِلْمُهُ هَوَاهُ. If knowledge and obedience dominates, then you have so many Eids in your life. You don't have one Eid. Every day where you said no to vice, that's a day of Eid. And if you've succumbed to vice on the day of Eid, then it's not Eid for you on the day of Eid. Meaning you're a loser even on that day. وَإِذَا غَلَبَ هَوَاهُ عِلْمَهُ. When his ego overpowers his virtue, كَانَ يَوْمُهُ. That is the day of failure and of loss. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahullah, I was reading one kitab of his famous Safhatun min Sabr al-Ulama ala Shada'id al-Ilm. In there he's mentioned that Hafiz Dhahabi has mentioned in Tadhkiratul Huffaz on the manaqib and the writings of Abu Nasr al-Sijzi, that he was a great scholar. Abu Ishaq Habbal says that I was sitting at the house of Abu Nasr al-Sijzi, and one day I was there, فَدُقَّ الْبَابِ, someone knocked on the door. فَقُمْتُ فَفَتَحْتُ, I went up, I opened. Suddenly, فَإِذَا إِمْرَأَةٌ جَمِيلَةٌ, there's this most beautiful, attractive woman. And in her hand is 1,000 dinars. So she said, where's the sheikh? So the sheikh was ushered. She dropped the bag with the beautiful coins. And she said, أَنْفِقْ كَمَا تَرَى. You can take this money and spend it. Now these were great people. They had foresight. They had wisdom, right? He said, مَا الْمَقْصُودِ. Where are we getting with this money? He said, no, I want you to marry me. So he said, لا حاجة لي في الزواج. Sister, you just want to keep me clean? I really don't have any intentions now at the moment to get married. So she said, I really want to come close to you and serve you and enjoy your closeness because of your piety. So allow me to marry you so that I can have the opportunity of your closeness. Now if it was me, my shaitan would have been giving me plain gymnastics with me. My shaitan would have been playing gymnastics. This is from Allah. Allah works in mysterious ways. This is bringing a woman close. A woman is an entire nation. Right? So where and where? And I didn't ask for it. I didn't even make ishraf as the Sufiya have. You know, asking from the heart. He said, I don't have any intention of even for any service. Please take the money and excuse yourself. She then took it and she left. When she left, he said, خَرَجْتُ مِنْ سِجِسْتَانْ بِطَلَبِ الْعِلْمِ وَمَتَى تَزَوَّجْتُ سَقَتَ عَنِّي هَذَا الْإِسْمِ. When I left home, I said, I'm going to acquire knowledge. I don't want to dilute this endeavor with anything else. I don't want to mix it with, I said, I'm going for this. Let me do what I came for. Let me do what I came for. This is what I came, let me do this. Sometimes we go into the shop, into the mall, we forget the list that the wife sent us with and we start strolling in the aisles. We buy this. And then when we come out, we realize, hey, I bought everything and I didn't buy what I supposed to buy. And honestly, this is how my life is ticking away. I'm probably doing everything that I wasn't supposed to do. This person from Basra said, I was so tired, غَلَبَنِ النُّعَاسِ, I fell off to sleep. But I looked at him, مَازِلْتُ أَنَامُ وَأَسْتَيْقِظْ وَعَامِرٌ فِي صَلَاتِهِ مَاضٍ فِي مُنَاجَاتِهِ. I would get up, I look, I say, SubhanAllah, he's still performing salah. Today how sad, and I've said it in many of my talks, and I cry, and I say it to my kids, sometimes you have to get up for the call of nature, and your sleep is disturbed, and when you get up to respond to the call of nature, you walk in your house and you find the lights are on, and only to knock on the door and get in there and find one of your kids got an earphone in his ears, or someone is busy with an email, or a third person is busy with an iPod. What a sad sight for a parent. And how nice it would be, by Allah, I yearn, I cry, I pine for this. Imagine to get up and then you knock on the door and you find one in prostration. Wow, that's a rich man. You're a wealthy man. When Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu, it's a long dialogue, and I'm not going into the details. When he spoke to his mum Asma on the eve when he went in the campaign against Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, and he said, Mum, I just want to tell you something I never told you. But I only say it to you so that you can take solace from this after I am gone.
كوني على ثقة أن ابنك لم يتعمد إتيان منكر قط وما عمل بفاحشة قط ولم يغدر في أمان قط ولم يكن شيء آثر عنده من رضا الله عز وجل ولا أقول ذلك تزكية لنفسي وإنما قلته لأدخل العزاء على قلبه.
Mommy, I need to talk to you. Today my son says, Abu, I want to talk to you. My wuzu breaks there. Abu, I'll talk to you in the night. No, boy, tell me now, ma. Please tell me now. No, Abu. You don't know what's crossing my mind. You don't know what's plaguing my mind. I'm thinking of the worst you're going to come to tell me about. So please, don't keep me in limbo. It's too painful. It's too traumatic. Talk to me. Because it's the margin of hearing good is very fine and slim. And here, Abdullah ibn Zubair says, Mom, I never told you this. I never told you. I just want to tell you now. What's it? And you know that she was visually impaired, right? And she was 100 years of age. لم يسقط لها سن. But all her teeth were intact. He said, كوني على ثقة. Mom, take solace. آپكو تسلي ہو. أن ابنك لم يتعمد إتيان منكر قط. In my whole life, deliberately, I never disobeyed Allah. I could be a victim to circumstances, right? I always say this. It's human to err, right? It's devilish to persist. It can happen that you overslept, but it can never happen that you plan not to get up for Fajr. It can happen that the alarm clock didn't ring or you didn't hear you, but you went consciously to sleep. But you plan deliberately. No, that cannot happen. There isn't room for that in the life of a believer. Yes, it's human and there is allowance and it's possible that you overslept and it happened rare and nadirul wuku and it's not a daily occurrence. Oh, my mom, I've never ever, can you imagine? You know, in English they say he's a wealthy father whose children run into his arms even when his hands are empty. He's a rich man. He's a wealthy man. Who comes home to children who are obedient to Allah and love Allah. He is a wealthy man. أَنَّبْنَكِ لَمْ يَتَعَمَّدْ إِتْيَانَ مُنْقَرٍ قَتُّ وَمَا عَمِلَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ قَتُّ. And he never, oh my mom, I never did immorality, promiscuity deliberately. وَلَمْ يَغْدُرْ فِي أَمَانٍ قَتُّ. I will be dead, but you can walk with your head high. I never betrayed any Muslim or non-Muslim. And the thing I lived for was to please Allah. And I'm not saying this to count my accolades, to enumerate my achievements, to trumpet myself. وَإِنَّمَا قُلْتُهُ لِأُدْخِلَ الْعَزَىٰ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. I'm only saying this that it comforts you. Again, what was the mother? الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي جَعَلَكَ عَلَىٰ مَا يُحِبُّ وَأُحِبُّ. My son, all praise belongs to Allah who groomed you. I'm not going to say what I did. Who groomed you, who fashioned you and brought you to this day that I am impressed and he is impressed. So anyway, he says, I get up and I look at Amir ibn Abdullah, subhanAllah, he's making ibadah. He's making ibadah. Then, till it's the break of dawn. When it's morning, he says, Allahumma ha qad asbaha subhu. Oh Allah, it's morning. Tafiqa al-nasu yaghdoon wa yaruhoon wa yabtaghoon min fadlik. Allah, people are getting, they embarking, they traveling. And they're having different requests. Wa inna li kulli wahidin minhum haja. Wa inna hajata Amir an taghfira lahu. Allah, some want wealth, others want position, others have examination. My request is the same one I ask you whole night, whole day. I'm asking you the same thing. Forgive me. Allahumma faqdi hajati wa hajatihim ya akram al akramin. Allah, fulfill my desire and fulfill theirs. Allahumma inni sa'altuka thalathan fa'a'taytani ithnatain wa mana'tani wahida. Allahumma fa'a'tiniha. Allah, I ask you three things. You very graciously acceded to two of my requests. And by your own wisdom and grandeur, you've declined once. You declined one of my requests. I am submitting to you, O Allah, accept this third need of mine as well. ثُمَّ نَهَضَ مِن مَكَانِهِ فَوَقَعَ بَصَرُهُ عَلَيَّ. And then he stood up, and as he stood up, he said, oh, whoa, this man was watching me. Now look at the dialogue of the pious. When he seen I was watching him, he said, أُسْتُرْ مَا رَأَيْتَ مِنِّي سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Listen, don't speak about my amal. I won't speak about your goods. Once upon a time, today I'm exiting a club and you exiting a pub, and my gaze falls on you and your gaze falls on me, and I'll say, I'll blow the whistle on you, and you say, you will unveil it on me. And then what they say, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. You cover me, I cover you. That is what we do today. And once upon a time, the pious were, أُسْتُرْ مَا رَأَيْتَ مِنِّي سَتَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. Don't tell anybody what I did. Don't tell anybody what I did. One of the pious used to say, Ikhlas is such a thing, only Allah knows. And the most challenging thing of it is, that the time Allah will reveal it, who had ikhlas and who doesn't have, unfortunately, if you didn't have, you can't atone for it. The most difficult thing is, you'll be informed at the time that, okay, alright, you didn't have. Now what's the recourse? There's no recourse. There's no recourse. أُسْتُرْ مَا رَأَيْتِ. He said, no, I'm going to tell everybody, mashallah, whole night you made ibadat, I'll tell the whole world. And that's it. When you do things to conceal, then Allah will expose it. Allah will reveal it. And Allah, he said, please, my brother. He said, وَيْحَكَ لَا تَفْعَلْ. فَلَمَّا رَأَى إِصْرَارِ. When he said, I was insisting, I'm going to end with this here now. It's bring time for Maghrib and Iftar. He said, okay, I will tell you, provided you don't reveal the secret and divulge it to anyone. He said, لَكَ عَلَيَّ عَهْدُ اللَّهِ أَلَّا أُفْشِي لَكَ سِرًّا مَا دُمْتَ حَيَّا. As long as you live in, I will not share this with anyone. But after you pass on, and if Allah spares me, allow me to pass it on. And Allah reward him that he lived on and he gave it to us that I can convey it to you. He said, okay, no problem. He said, three du'as I made to Allah. The first du'a is, Lam, this is Amir ibn Abdullah Tamimi, who was the student of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. He said, Lam yakun shay'un akhwaf alayya fi deeni minan nisa. فَسَأَلْتُ رَبِّي أَن يَنْزَعَ مِنْ قَلْبِي حُبَّهُنَّ فَاسْتَجَابَ لِي. There was nothing that I was afraid in which I was going to slip and fall more than the temptation of woman. I was sitting in Raiwin Markaz good 15, 16 years ago. It was a group of ulama, and Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was giving the address, and I will never forget this day. It was after Asr, and there were thousands of people. And he spoke on the fitna of women. And then he said, my tashkeel is, lift your hands, who will make an effort to save himself from the fitna of women? And he said, this is my only tashkeel, nothing else. And the next day he gave the same talk and he made the same request. And the third day he gave the same talk and he made the same request. لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ فِي قَلْبِي أَخْوَفْ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ النِّسَاءِ فَسَأَلْتُ رَبِّي أَنْ يَنْزَعَ مِنْ قَلْبِي حُبَّهُنْ فَاسْتَجَابَ. I said, Allah, I need to cross this hurdle. I need to mature this obstacle. I need to go over this bridge, Allah. I cannot be slipping all the time. I cannot be retrogressing. I need to get hands on and move on. Allah accepted it, and Allah has given me strength. Obviously, I'm a human, so temptation will remain. But Allah has given me the ability, just like in Ramadan. It's not like you don't feel hungry or you don't feel thirsty. You do feel, but you've disciplined yourself. And listen, I'm going to be fasting. And it's not like you don't feel hungry. You do, but alhamdulillah, you have that inner conviction and that closeness that you're going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing that I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَأَلْتُ رَبِّي أَلَّا أَخَافَ أَحَدًا غَيْرَهُ. I said, Allah, free my heart from anxiety. Free my heart from fearing objects and things and people and so many other things. فَاسْتَجَابَ لِي. So Allah accepted this dua. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا أَرْهَبُ شَيْئًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ سِوَاهُ. So now in my heart, I only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, I was reading in Maulana Abrar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi's kitab, his Fayda Abrari, somewhere I was reading there, where a person had to give a proposal somewhere. So, the proposal was declined. So Maulana quotes the beautiful quotation there. He said, that, إِنْ أَعْطَيْتَ فَإِنَّ الْمُعْطِي هُوَ اللَّهُ وَأَنْتَ مَشْكُورٌ وَإِن مَنَعْتَ فَإِنَّ الْمَانِعَ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَأَنْتَ مَعْذُورٌ. I said, subhanAllah. These were people that had the link with Allah. Listen, if you've approved my request, then in essence, Allah has approved it, but protocol calls that I acknowledge you. Point taken, much appreciated. I appreciate what you did. It was a kind gesture. But the belief is in أعطيت فإن المعطي هو الله. Allah done it. وأنت مشكور. But you will be acknowledged and reciprocated. وإن منعت فإن المانع هو الله وأنت معذور. And if you refuse, in essence Allah declined and you'll be excused. If you refuse, in essence Allah declined, you'll be excused. So that's protocol. So what I'm saying is the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone said in the Arabic language, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَارَقْتَهُ عِوَضٌ وَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ إِنْ فَارَقْتَهُ مِنْ عِوَضِي. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَارَقْتَهُ عِوَضٌ. You lost a partner, there's a substitute. You lost a job, there's a counter offer. You lost a flight, you can get onto another flight. But hang on, my brother, if you lost your Allah, you cannot find any other Allah. If you lost your Allah, you've uttered something. Hey, don't talk like that, you lose your job. Hey, don't talk like that, you lose your iman. You've lost your creator. وَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ إِنْ فَارَقْتَهُ مِنْ عِوَضِي. If you've lost your bond, your proximity, your link with Allah. And he said, the third thing that I made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I asked Allah to free me from the need of sleep. فَمَنَعَنِي هَذِهِ الثَّالِثَ. Allah said, no. Allah didn't accept this, so I'm overpowered by sleep. But you read the lines. I was saying to someone the other day in a talk, today our body has become a vessel of absolute pampering and nursing. So I need to massage my body so much before it gives me so little. Today you read your mamulat. No, I didn't sleep well. So today is out, right? What are you talking about? You fasting? Hey, no, man, I'm constipated, brother. Today, I mean, no. How can I fast? If my body doesn't support me little bit, oh, there goes my mamulat. Everything goes. It's gone through the window in the thin air. I've got to massage it. I must pamper it. I must nourish it. I must see to it nicely. Sleep well, eat well, do this. Then it gives me little bit. Then it gives me. We become slaves to it. Allama Nawawi is written in his halat that he said, for 2 years, ma wada'tu jambi ala firashi. For 2 years, I didn't consciously sleep. While sitting, I used to just get overpowered with sleep. I was reading about Hazrat Madni when I was flying. One day he started giving a talk and then he got tired. He said, brothers, please be kind. It's been 11 days I haven't slept. Allow me the moment to sleep. It's just been 11 days I haven't slept. Today, if there's a slight change in my body pattern, immediately I back off in my worship. I back off. I go slow. You need to take care. This is how weak. So when I heard this, I said, Rifqan bi nafsik, فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تُدْرَكْ بِأَقَلْ مِنْ هَذَا. Doesn't, brother, you don't have to go and exert yourself to such a length. Surely you can attain Jannah without exerting yourself so much. And he said such an amazing statement. And maybe we can live with that and we can conclude with this. He said, إِنِّي أَخْشَى أَنْ أَنْدَمَ حَيْثُ لَا يَنْفَعُ النَّدَمُ. I don't want to lament on a day when regret will not avail. I don't want to cry the day when the tears will not help. In Tanbihul Ghafilin, in Sifatul Nar, there's a quotation there, when the people of this ummah who transgress will be brought to the borders of hell, they'll tell Malik, can we cry? We just want to cry. We have to burn, tough luck, but can we cry? We just want to vent our pain. Malik will say, go for it. I'm on your side, you can cry. As they will cry, Malik will say, ma ahsana hadhal buka law kana fid dunya. Oh, beautiful tears. I'm sorry, the wrong venue. I'm sorry. Oh, these are amazing. You know, if you only shed one of this in the world, Firdaus would have been yours. This is the moment of Maghrib. It's a gathering of nobility. There are great, great luminaries that have gathered here. Let us devote these few moments and tear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive our past and may Allah give us the ability. One of the scholars said, today we make an istighfar, we're not making tawbah. Istighfar is Allah, forgive my past. Tawbah is Allah, I pledge never to revert to my vice. So let us make istighfar and tawbah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamd.